A magyarországi kristentudatú hívő közösségét 1987 óta vezeti. 2009-ben a Magyar Köztársaság aranyérdem keresztjével tüntették ki karitatív, humanitárius és értékteremtő munkásságáért. Több filozófiai és teológiai tárgyuk megjelent meg magyar és angol nyelven az ő tollából. Legutoljára a monumentális 8 kötetes Navabhrajanamita, amely Krisna völgy történetéről és szenthelyéről szól, ami mai konferenciának apropóját adja. Kérem, tartsa meg előadását, melynek címe Vraja megnyilvánulása a Somogyi tájban.
Hare Krishna, kedves vendégek, excellencia kérte, hogy angolul beszéljek. És akkor angolul tartom az előadást, és utána kérem majd Madhupati Dász, hogy összefoglalja magyarul. So I'm going to speak in English at your request. Thank you very much, your excellency, Swamiji, revered guests. My topic today in relation to the actual subject of this conference is the appearance of Vrindavan in Hungary, and more specifically in Somogyváros, which is not far away from Balaton. The topic itself has already been touched earlier as to how Vrindavan was revived, and our scholar from our Bhakti College has already presented that, Amitananda Devi Dasi. However, Vrindavan in its original context is not something that is connected solely to this world. It is original, its original place, according to Vedic literatures, from both all the way from Rig Veda to Brahma Samhita, describes the topmost spiritual abode. For instance, Brahma Samhita says, Goloka nam ninijadam italechatasya devi haridaha shiteshu teshu. So there are different levels of existence, of transcendental existence. This is Devi Dham. We're living in this material world, a world which is made of matter. Beyond this Devi Dham is then Mahesh Dham, the abode of Shiva. Beyond Mahesh Dham is Hari Dham, Vaikuntha, and beyond Vaikuntha is Goloka Dham. And as was earlier presented, this word Dham represents what in Hungarian we use the word sacred place, Szenthely, but it's more than a holy place. The word Dham actually means home. It is the home of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I guess when we talk about Krishna, it would be good to clarify who we're talking about. Because there are often many opinions about Krishna's identity, either as a expansion of Vishnu or as a manifestation of some impersonal Brahman. And yet at the same time, just like very earlier on, we had seen the pictures of seven, at least Vaishnav acharyas, whose, and then of course Shankaracharya, whose conclusion is that yes, actually Krishna is not a manifestation either of Vishnu, for instance, as Srimad Bhagavatam begins and establishes the fundamental theological principle that ete cha angsakala pungsang, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Sayam. This is in Sanskrit language. So after listing all of the different incarnations of the Lord, then it's clearly stated that all these incarnations, they are parts and parcels of Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And of course, Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, Vata Sarvam Prabhatati. He says everything, and everything ultimately must mean everything, otherwise it's not everything. Everything depends upon me, and I'm the source and the fountainhead of all that exists, both animate as well as inanimate. Further, of course, is Bhagavad Gita, we know. Krishna himself there also establishes his own ontological connection with his impersonal nature. What was earlier quoted, that we are all Brahman, Tattvam Asi, and that, as for instance, the Vedic literatures begin, or Vedanta starts, Atato Brahma Jignasa. Now we should actually inquire, what is Brahman? And Krishna explains what is this Brahman. He says, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. That this Brahman, this is a transcendental spiritual substance which is subordinate to me. Pratishta, aham. Pratishta means it rests upon me. And it is Amrita, it is the nectar, it is the source of immortality. And of course, this is the same conclusion which is presented by all the teachers of Vedanta, by all knowers of Vedanta. We saw the list, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami. They all confirm the same truth which Krishna himself declares in Bhagavad Gita. What is Vedanta? Veda means knowledge, and Anta means the end of knowledge. So Krishna says, Vedaishya sarve aham, eva vedyo vedanta krit, vedavit eva chaham. He says, I'm the goal of Vedanta. I'm the ultimate purpose of both Shruti, Smriti, Nyaya, Vedanta, all different aspects of the Vedic literature, conclude in understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has a all-pervading nature. God is everywhere, but also Goloka Namni, Nijadamni, but he's also in his original spiritual abode. So this is Achinta Bheda Bheda, simultaneous oneness and also difference. So if we accept this principle that God is all-pervasive, although he's an individual person, which is, it is achintya. For us conditioned living entities, it is very hard to understand how someone is both personal and impersonal. But nonetheless, even just the terminology in itself emphasizes the fact that impersonal is a lack of something. And since Brahman, in its true translation, means brihatva, that which is the greatest, that which is the greatest, that which is without any flaw, can't have any shortage. In other words, it can't be in anything. It can't be impersonal. It can only have qualities, unlimited qualities, but transcendental qualities. And of course, one of those qualities is also his transcendental form. And of course, again, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Avajananti mamudha manushim tanumashritam parambhavam ajananto. So he says, Avajananti mamudha. People misconstrue that this body, which I have, is something else or something akin to the type of material bodies that we have, and they don't understand my parambhava, my transcendental nature. So this extraordinary and inconceivable potencies of the Supreme Lord means that God is everywhere, which is a concept that's accepted not only in Vedic literature, but in most religions. And because God is everywhere, therefore all of his potencies are everywhere, and also his dham, or his original abode, is also everywhere. The concept of Vrindavan, which manifests, it is called Boma Vrindavan, which manifests not very far from New Delhi, is as a replica of Krishna's original home in the spiritual world. So when Krishna comes, he comes with his entourage, He comes with his paraphernalia, and he also comes with his Da'am. And he manifests that. When I use this phrase, come, it seems to think like he's getting on an airplane and he's packing all of his luggage and landing in the Urgandhi airport, and from there he's heading off to Vrindavan. But it isn't exactly the way that it happens. But rather, God is already everywhere, and therefore he manifests either by his own will, which is what Krishna did 5,000 years ago, or he appears by the will of his devotee. Now there's a very nice Puranic story, which is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Nrisimha Purana, in fact many of the Puranas describe, and that is the story of Prahlad Maharaj. How Prahlad, who was the son of Hiranyakashipu, and of course it's quite a lengthy story, but briefly, the father was an atheist, the son was a great devotee, and ultimately the father challenged the son, if your God is everywhere, then is he in this pillar? Here we have a pillar. And Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, he's in the pillar. And sure enough, Nrisimhadev, or Krishna, appeared in a form of half lion, half man. And what happened afterwards is a little gory story. But anyway, he did prove that God is everywhere. But why was it that Hiranyakashipu could not see Nrisimhadev, or Lord Krishna in the pillar, and Prahlad Maharaj could? Because Prahlad Maharaj said what Krishna also, Prahlad Maharaj had what Krishna also describes in Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. He had bhakti. He had devotion. Or as was earlier said by Swamiji, he had prema. And with prema, God will come out of solid matter. He will manifest himself. In the same way, wherever there is prema, then not only the Lord will appear, but as soon as he appears, then also his Dham will also appear. Vrindavan will also appear. Now our spiritual master, Om Vishnupad Paramahansa, Bhaktivedanta Swami Goswami Prabhupada, he set this mission to actually establish Krishna consciousness all over the world, and to establish not only temples, but manifest these temples as holy places, as embassies of Boma Vrindavan in India, or the original spiritual abode in the spiritual world. Prabhupada had that desire. We know of his extraordinary achievements, which an ordinary person cannot achieve. We've seen how he, in a period of 12 years, spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. In the Guinness Book of Records, he's accepted as a person who has written more books than any other author in the shortest period of time. His achievements are a testament to his own possession of prema or bhakti. So on the order of our spiritual master, then we also establish this place in Somaj Mamush, which is called New Brajadam. And there, not only installed the deity of Lord Krishna, which is non-different than the Lord, but also installed the different holy places, or invoked the presence of the different holy places of Vrindavan. Is this something which is a superimposition on matter? No, it's something that premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena, that can be seen, but it requires a certain empowerment to see it. That empowerment comes by chanting Hare Krishna, by having faith in the potency of the lotus feet of Sri Guru, and by developing that same type of bhakti, whereby actually Vrindavan can be seen. So this Navaraja Mahima has that in purpose. It's to show what are the same eternal pastimes that take place in the spiritual world, have taken place and are taking place in India, in Boma Vrindavan, and those same eternal pastimes are taking place here in Hungary, by the grace of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and will continue to take place as long as those who are worshipping and serving there have the proper qualification of both bhakti and prema, or love for Krishna. Thank you very much, and we invite everyone to come and visit Krishna Valley, and then to feel for themselves or see for themselves the wonderful nature of this transcendental place. Hare Krishna.